This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Good holiday weekend to you and yours. He's Bart Scott and Freddie coming in for Alan Hahn. I'm Barton Hahn, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and your smart speaker. And we do have a trade in the NBA. No, it's not Kevin Durant. It involves the Indiana Pacers and the Boston Celtics. The Pacers are trading guard Malcolm Brogdon to the Boston Celtics. That's what sources told ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski earlier today. They're also sending Daniel Tice, Aaron Nesmith, and a 2023 first-round pick. Celtics are also including Nick Stauskas, Malik Fitz, and Juwan Morgan, Bart, in that trade where seven go one way and Malcolm Brogdon goes the other way to the Boston Celtics.
Well, listen, so much for Marcus Smart saying that they don't need a point guard to get in their offense. if Malcolm Brogdon is healthy, I mean, you look at, you know, small moves. When you get to this point where you're the Boston Celtics, it's about minor tweaks, just like you look at, you know, the Milwaukee Bucks when they went with Joe Ingles, right? And let's see what happens, right? You see what happened with you talk about James Harden taking less money and not opting in so that they can bring in a guy like P.J. Tucker that's going to give them the toughness to defend the wing players and leadership and all those things that they were missing last year. So, I mean, you know, Boston is making a move, and it's not about the big moves when you're a team that's close. It's about subtle changes that can help become championship-caliber players that help get you over the hump.
One thing about this trade that I just thought of, because this is clearly going to supplant Marcus Smart as a starting point guard. Malcolm Brogdon, 6'5", 6'6", a taller, more of a defender where you can really switch more than ever before because Boston plays that kind of defense. They switch everything. And plenty of times Golden State hunted those matchups and hunted Marcus Smart. I wonder how much it goes. Malcolm Brogdon's not coming off the bench. You don't make a trade for eight players to have the guy be the first guy off the bench.
Yeah, but then I can't see them putting Marcus Smart on the bench. It just looks like that's their backcourt. So maybe you look at, you know, you look at
– who, Horford?
I mean, maybe they play small, and Horford comes off the bench. You know what I mean? You got Robert Williams, Jaylen Brown, Tatum. Yeah, I can't see them putting Marcus Smart on the bench. And you talk about people looking him up. He was Defensive Player of the Year. It doesn't get any better than that. So I don't know if you take your leader and you put him on the bench, that's a tough conversation to have.
We'll put it this way. As Janet Jackson said, it's what have you done for me lately? Either way, that's what's the latest going on in the NBA. Malcolm Brogdon on his way to the Boston Celtics, involved in a 7-player, 1 first-round pick trade. Boston moves seven players, moving them to Indiana for a 2023 first-round pick. Malcolm Brogdon on his way to the Boston Celtics. So we know where his next stop is. Meanwhile, what about Kevin Durant? Where is his next stop? Wherever it is, Brooklyn, he's had enough of. Stephen A. Smith from First Take had this say about Kevin Durant wanting to be in this place.
Either way you slice it, Kevin Durant, when healthy, I believe he's the best in the world. And every team in the league will knock down their door to get him. But he wants to be in Phoenix. That's his number one choice right now. And so if Phoenix can come up with the assets that will satisfy Sean Marks, Kevin Durant will be a Phoenix Sun.
And remember, Phoenix has 4 picks that are not protected. They have their own first-round picks. So if you're Brooklyn, that is very attractive in making a trade with Kevin Durant.
It's got to be so crazy to be starting over again. Like, this was supposed to be the culmination of the rebuild, of the post, we have any draft picks. You know, and I don't know how much the draft picks play when you think about Brooklyn, because they owe so many of their draft picks to Houston.
Yeah.
So why do I want draft picks only to give them away to somebody else? Houston's like, thank you. you just gave me a bunch of draft picks for a player that's not even on your roster no more. So, I mean, I need players. Mm-hmm. I don't need draft picks. I need players that's going to come put buckets up immediately. And if I need all 4. I don't know how many they owe Houston, but I need at least 4, and maybe hopefully I can keep 2.
And that's why I think a better move for the Brooklyn Nets to get more return on their investment, you make that move with Miami, because you'll be able to get players that can help you right now, as well as a draft pick or 2 for a guy like Kevin Durant, because you got to include Tyler Hero in that kind of trade. You got to include Duncan Robinson in that kind of trade. You involve Kyle Lowry. You move on from his contract in that kind of trade and a couple of draft picks. That will more than make that work. But you get players now draft picks for the future.
But none of those players are superstars.
I get it.
Jaylen Brown is a superstar. He's a young ascending superstar. So if I'm getting a superstar, a future superstar back for a current superstar, and I'm able to get a little toughness, you know, Boston's adding to their, you know, adding to their squad. But if I can say, hey, give me Grant Williams, that gives me some toughness on the wing. You know, Grant Williams did a great job coming off the bench. Like, I need that. I mean, hell, give me Derek White, right, who was essential, who played a big role for them. But give me Derek White, give me Grant Williams, and give me Jaylen Brown. I mean, that's now we talking.
They may wind up keeping, in your scenario, they may wind up keeping a guy like Derek White and moving on from Marcus Smart because you just got Malcolm Brogdon.
Ooh, Marcus Smart. Man, that's the heart and soul, bro.
I get
that's,
it.
That's Draymond Green right there, man. You can't.
I understand
that. There's no way in hell you can get rid of Marcus Smart. I just don't see that one.
I put it this way. You bring in a Malcolm Brogdon, you believe that even though he was Defensive Player of the Year, you got taller at that position when it comes to point guard and Malcolm Brogdon. And they play positionless basketball anyway. So it's not as if they need the one guy to just dominate the basketball.
Brogdon's always hurt, though. That's the problem.
I understand that. But they would not have made a trade for a guy if they did not believe that they could keep him healthy.
Yeah, but if you can't, you know, but as insurance, you have Marcus Smart there in case anything happens, right? And maybe you play small. You know, maybe you play Jason Tatum, who's 6'10". Maybe you play him at power forward. He's 6'10". And move Al Horford to the bench. To come off the bench and preserve his minutes so he can be healthy coming through. And move, you know what I'm saying? And then you move Jaylen Brown to small forward instead of shooting guard.
Either way, I'll say this about any potential next stop for Kevin Durant. I can't even imagine the kind of trade offers the Brooklyn Nets have gotten ever since yesterday when this news was popped by Adrian Wojnarowski. But now if you're Kyrie Irving, what gives with him? What's going to be next for him? Brian Windhorst, ESPN NBA Insider, when he's on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, has this.
Kyrie Irving wants to be a Laker, is what he is sending the signal out, is that the only place he wants to be is a Laker. And the Lakers have the functionality to make that trade, and I think there would be some negotiation on the draft picks because it ain't going to be straight up. It just ain't. But they're going to have to wait, and the feasibility of that straight move, I'm just going to have to see what else the Nets are going to do with Durant.
Why do I care? Listen, you're the reason for all this pain, Kyrie Irving. So I'm going to let you be happy. Oh, it's only one play. Man, I seen your ass to Siberia. You know what I'm saying? You'll be playing for the team that Giannis grew up playing for. You'll be in Greece somewhere.
Wow.
Like, what the hell are you talking about? Think I'm going to sit up there and okay, you blew everything up, and I'm just going to go say, okay, here you go. Go to L.A. You happy now? No. You just blew up our whole – we got to restart. We got to start all over again. We lost two MVPs because of you. Hell no. I can care less where you want to go.
If I'm at a point – if I'm the general – if I'm the ownership group, Joe Tsai, because it's very telling that Kevin Durant, his representatives, went to him to say, I want out of Brooklyn, and they did not try to convince him to stay. They said, okay, fine. We'll formulate a trade for you. Because this is about one guy – That sabotaged the franchise, when it comes to Kyrie Irving. If I'm the Brooklyn Nets, if I'm trading him, I find out exactly where he does not want to go, and that's why I'm sending him there.
Exactly.
Because I don't know if he has a no-trade clause. I know Kevin Durant does not have a no-trade clause in his contract. I wonder if Kyrie Irving has the same thing, because if he does not have a no-trade clause in his contract, I can send him anywhere we want, and he's somebody else's problem, and I do not have to put up with that ever again.
Yep. To your point, man, I'm sending him where he don't want to go. I'm gonna let this hurt for you. Just like when Anthony Davis wanted to leave,
mm-hmm.
and he had to wait that year for LeBron to get what he wanted. Nah, I'm gonna go ahead and let LeBron age another year before you go there, bro. And hopefully LeBron ain't where he used to be. I'm not gonna send you somewhere to win a championship so you can be a 2-time champion. I mean, you crazy? You done lost your damn mind. Meanwhile, we had aspirations of winning a championship, and now we can't do that. Nah, bro, we good.
It has been a colossal disappointment when it comes to the Brooklyn Nets and that big three that never materialized like it was supposed to in the minds of so many people. We'll bring in a front office insider weighing on what trades could actually go down, especially the one involving Kevin Durant here on Bart and Hahn, after Bart tells you about this from Vivid Seats.
The 2022 baseball season is in full swing, and you can be there to catch all the live action with Vivid Seats. Get out to the ballpark and experience every home run, every web gem, every walk-off, and Vivid Seats Rewards With Vivid Seats Rewards, you'll start earning free tickets from every purchase, including your very first one. Buy 10 tickets, get the 11th one free. That's like getting a 10% back on every ticket that you buy. From box seats to bleachers, Vivid Seats has you covered with tickets at a great price all summer long. Just visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. That's Vivid Seats. Life happens live.
Kevin Durant has requested a trade from the Brooklyn Nets. This is seismic.
Kyrie Irving ruined the franchise. Kevin Durant has had enough.
Wherever he ends up, a lot of people are going to make that team the favorite to win it all.
It is an opportunity for Kevin Durant to sort of reclaim the story of his career.
It is Bart Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM channel, as well as your smart speakers. He is Bart Scott. I'm Freddie, coming in for Alan Hahn. Somebody has the top five landing spots for Kevin Durant in order 1 through 5. Toronto number 1, New Orleans number 2, Phoenix number 3, Boston number 4, Miami number 5. Who has that? Bobby Marks, ESPN NBA front office insider. He joins us here on Bart and Hahn. Bobby, why Toronto at number 1 for the future landing spot for Kevin Durant?
I think they just kind of checked the boxes for, you know, certainly they've got all their draft picks, you know, 7 in the next 7 years. They've got young players, whether it be Scottie Barnes or Pascal Siakam or OG Anunoby, Fred VanVleet. You know, they've got salary to make. That's probably the cleanest deal out of all these teams here, because I think what we're going to see, guys, is this is going to get awfully complicated. I mean, yeah. this could turn into 3 teams, 4 teams here, because there's just so many moving parts. And I mean, we haven't even talked about the Ben Simmons factor here. And I think actually Ben Simmons holds the key to this whole trade as far as with Kevin Durant.
Oh wow! Could you elaborate? Why is that?
So Ben Simmons has this restriction in his contract. He signed an extension in Philly. It's called the designated rookie extension. You're only allowed to have 2 on a team, but you can only have 1 player that you've acquired in a trade. So when you look at the league and you look at all these young players that have signed these rookie extensions, whether it be Luka or Trae Young or Bam Adebayo, De'Aaron Fox, Shea, it's basically half of the 25 under 25 list. Those guys are not in play unless Ben Simmons is not on your roster.
Wow.
So if that's somebody you want to go target, if you want to go target Bam Adebayo, you can, but either Adebayo's got to go somewhere else or you're going to have to move off Simmons. So it's there's a lot of different moving pieces here as far as what the teams that, you know, I had put out there as far as, you know, Toronto, I said, is the cleanest. I think New Orleans probably goes away because it looks like Zion will probably sign an extension. So he can't be traded unless they want to move off of, you know, Brandon Ingram. We talked about Miami. Does Jaylen Brown make sense for you in Boston? And Phoenix is complicated also because of the DeAndre Ayton factor. Like, in a perfect world, if there were no cap rules, you would just do Ayton and Bridges and they'd give you 4 first rounds. But because you still have Kyrie Irving on your team, you cannot take back Ayton because of the hard cap restriction, because of the salaries on this roster. So, as I said, there's we're basically getting a CBA 101 in this Durant.
Thank you, Professor. And,
So at the end of the day, though, guys, I would be stunned if we're talking in late September going into training camp and Irving and Durant are on this Nets roster. I would be absolutely stunned.
You said something a little earlier that I kind of been talking about, you know, the entire show, because I think about, you know, Kevin Durant is a superstar, and you talk about Bridges or some of these other players. They're good players, but I don't see them as future superstars. Now, when you say Jaylen Brown, I see a future superstar, and you look at Adoga and his relationship with Kevin Durant, and you look at that roster, you know, you always talk about how they have big wings. Well, Kevin Durant has a 7-foot wingspan. Him and Jason Tatum played in the USA team. Could that be a scenario where Jaylen Brown and maybe Grant Williams and Derek White can be acquired in a package to maybe be able to get a guy like Kevin Durant? I know Brogdon just went there, and that complicates things a little bit, but is that a scenario?
Yeah, I mean, that's the that would probably be like the, when you look at these rosters and these teams, that's probably the best player, right? You know, certainly we'll remove Jason Tatum from the equation here, but Brown, he's got 2 years left on his contract. He would be, I mean, that's that would be a wing in the prime of his career. You got to worry about the back end in 2 years from now, but that would be the type of guy that you would you know certainly focus on compared to. You know, Scotty Barnes, who's on a rookie of the year, but a nice player, but is he that at that level? And as you mentioned, you know, Bridges is a heck of a defensive player, but he's not, you know, I guess franchise level type talent when you're moving. You know, hey, this is unprecedented. You know, Kevin Durant's got 4 years left on his contract. He's the top three, top four player in the NBA. When have we ever seen this before?
Yeah.
That a player of that stature has asked out. And the return value is going to be probably unprecedented.
Yeah, not since Anthony Davis, right?
Well, AD was going into his last year, though. I mean, whoever gets them, and that's why I said, like, this is open season for every team, right? Like, if you're a team that could never go out and sign, if you're Minnesota, right? I'm just giving an example. There's no way you would ever be able to go out and sign Kevin Durant in free agency. Well, here's your chance. Now, on the other end, you're thinking, though, well, wait a minute. What's Kevin Durant's reaction if he goes to Sacramento or Minnesota? Is he not going to report? Is he going to be, you know, grumpy for 4 years? Is he not going to cooperate? So I think you got to take a lot into consideration there.
Great stuff by Bobby Marks, ESPN NBA front office insider, joining us at Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio. Now that it seems that we're going to have this divorce, not just with Kevin Durant and the Brooklyn Nets, but Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. How much of this says that there will be no more of a super team complex involving teams in the NBA?
I think you have to. You can do a super team as long as you have somebody that you've drafted, you've developed, and has been part of your fabric and your culture. Whether it be Dwayne Wade in Miami when LeBron and Chris Bosh got there in 2010, whether it be Paul Pierce in Boston when Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen got there. I think that's the only way that works for doing a super team. Putting three guys with three different personalities and three different agendas is not going to work. I don't care who the coach is going to be.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, we usually every super team that we ever saw had a homegrown talent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they just kind of put it together. Where does this Brooklyn team go from here? This is the second time in recent history that they've kind of, you know, went out and took a big swing and did all that hard work in building this team back, and, you know, lost a great coach in Kenny Atkins and are left with nothing. They brought in Kevin Durant, Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce, ended up with nothing, and now this is another failed experiment. Like, when do they decide to start sticking to their guns and not empowering and emboldening players to come run their franchise?
Well, you don't have to remind me about the first time. I was there. I was in the front.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah.
Bart. Thanks, Bart Scott.
I didn't mean to pick the scab.
No, it's fair. It's a fair. But I think Bart is a little different here because at least, you know, when we did the deal, we didn't have a safety net with, you know, Pierce left the following year in free agency because we didn't want to sign him. Garnett was traded for Thaddeus Young. At least, and I know you gave up a lot on Harden, at least you are going to get a ton for Durant, right? So at least it gives you either one or two nice young players. You can probably build up your draft assets. We'll see what happens with Kyrie. At least there's probably a little bit more of a foundation than when Sean Marks took over in, I don't know, 2015, when really there was nothing there, right? There was nothing. It was Caris LeVert and Jared Allen and these young players. I think this gives you a little bit more of a head start as far as kind of trying to rebuild it, probably how they wanted to do it back in, you know, 2017, 2018.
When I say Malcolm Brogdon traded from the Indiana Pacers to the Boston Celtics involving a first-round pick next year and a bunch of players, what do you say, Bobby?
It's good value. I mean, you basically gave up Daniel Tice and Aaron Naismith and three guys on minimum guys who really had no role here. And you know, I mean, my big question for their ownership group was, were they willing to spend this offseason, right? I mean, that was the big thing because of the luxury tax. Basically, cost them about $30 million for this year alone, just in tax-wise. He's a quality point guard. He just has to stay healthy. That's my big thing with Malcolm Brogdon. He's got to stay on the court.
What does it mean for the future of Marcus Smart? Because Marcus Smart told us that he was all the point guard they need, and now it seems like they just brought one in. Where does this land him?
I think you could play both together. I mean, I think certainly you play the both together, and you put Brown at the three and Tatum at the four, and you probably rotate Horford and Robert Williams here. But I think you saw in that Golden State series, you need a guy that can kind of control the game, value possessions. You're not going to be looking for Brogdon. He doesn't have to score. And I think that's what Boston was lacking. I think there's still a way for both these guys to kind of, you know, Brogdon and Smart to fit.
Yeah, they put Al Horford on the bench. Al Horford's sister is going to be mad on Twitter. He is Bobby Marks, ESPN NBA front office insider. Always a pleasure as he brings some sanity to the madness that's gone on so far. NBA free agency, he joined us here on Bart and Hahn. Hey, Bobby, always great stuff. Have a great holiday, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
And by the way, we can't wait to see where Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving go. Can't wait. Let me do it. Can't wait. It's brought by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. We'll get back to your calls on the Brooklyn Nets about to be divorced from Kevin Durant. Or is that the other way around? Or whatever it is. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Your calls are next to Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Hahn.
It is Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio. He's Bart Scott and Freddie coming in for Alan Hahn, presented by Progressive Insurance. Say when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance, all you got to do is visit Progressive.com. So Kevin Durant went to the Brooklyn Nets yesterday and said, yeah, the barbecue this weekend. Look, listen, I'm not going to be there, mainly because I want out of Brooklyn. I want you guys to trade me. And Joe Tsai, the owner of the team, said, sure, we will accommodate you. Give us how you feel about this and maybe trade scenarios. Hit us up right now, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Broderick in New York, what you got?
Hey, what's going on, man? I just want to shout out to the Hun over there at KJNZ doing his thing. Shout out to Bart. Shout out to Freddie Coleman over there on the Bart and Hun show.
Appreciate it.
This is what I want to do. I want to get Bart Stradamus to give me his predictions on where Kevin Durant may go.
Oh, yes. Oh, you summoned the great Barstradamus in the middle of vacation. Oh, you better be special. Oh, I see. The unicorn, a man that vacations amongst the gods, has asked to go away. Oh, where, oh, where will he be? Oh, it's hot. Oh, it's so hot. But it's not humid. It's dry. Dry as the deserts in the Phoenix Valley of Death. And that's exactly what it is for the Western Conference. Death to the Golden State Warriors. Oh, yes, death to the Denver Nuggets as Kevin Durant. Oh, and Chris Paul. One half or one third of the Banana Boat crew. Finally, finally, oh, yes. Gets his championship, and the curse of the Kardashians are erased because Devin Booker will finally win one too. Oh, yes.
So tough for Kevin Durant, though, with the balding scalp to deal with the desert sun. Oh, wear a cap, my child. Wear a cap or pay the consequences. Oh, yes. So it is said, so it shall be.
I never get enough of that, by the way. Jay in New York, try to top that, killer.
Peace, peace, peace to all my Moors and Muslims across the world. I'm not with none of the witch. I'm not down with none of the witchcraft. I'm down with the freedom and the free national movement. Make a long story short, you know what? You know us Moors, we ain't down with that. But make a long story short, I just want to say that we should have seen the writing on the wall when the king walked out of the building by the name of Jay Hope. You know what I mean? And right then and there, you know, it was nothing going on in Brooklyn. And I should have just stopped rooting for him. And I'm a Brooklyn Knight. But, you know, I put trust in him. Because at the end of the day, you've seen that Kevin Durant, the summer of Kevin Durant. And I don't know if any of y'all caught that when he was going to Dykeman. Rucker, and he was just slaying things. And I was like, man, this would look so nice if he could bring a chip to the New York area. And that will solidify him as the king. Because that's where, you know, I say that LeBron still had the crown. But when he go and keep on going and not stay for the smoke, and you avoiding the smoke, and you one of these guys who pick on fans on Twitter and stuff, under your fake account? Come on, Mo. Not Brooklyn, Mo.
But Jay, he's been left all by himself. He's been portrayed by the organization and by Kyrie Irving, because they allow Kyrie Irving, because he brought him here, to run the organization and make the decisions. Bring in Steve Nash when he liked Kenny Atkins to make sure that he made James Harden feel uncomfortable. Yep. That he was his shenanigans, man. Like, you can't put up with that. So what is he going to do? He's going to stay on and play with Kyrie and hope that he is on his best behavior again? He's like, nah, man, I'm taking control of my career. I came here because of him. Now I'm going to leave and write my own destiny on my own and join a team that's already established, instead of trying to get two or three guys to come together that I think I know. But you never know somebody until you live with them.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes the hardest thing is that when you realize something is going down that wrong path, but you want to stay loyal to your friend and you stay in that situation and you wind up resenting it.
And I hope, Jay, right, because I've had friends, and we lived together, like, when I was in college. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all, man, I can't rock with this dude. This dude is selfish. You see all that. Everything somebody is illuminated when you live with them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And, like, when you become a teammate of somebody, they can tell you anything, and they can sell you, and they sounds good, but then when the rubber hits the road, then you're like, man, who is this guy? Mm-hmm. Like, this dude ain't showing up. Oh, really? So you say you have a problem with the vaccination, but you want to make a stand for these people who have to take the vaccination, and you ain't concerned with nothing about me. Like, Kyrie, you're 30 years old. Like, you have time on your side. I'm running out of time. Sand is running out of my hourglass. And how can Jay not like Barstradamus? I'm sure he called Dion Warwick before.
Oh, really?
Call me now.
Oh, like Cleo? Call me now.
Yeah, he called Cleo. Yeah, he called Dion Warwick. The psychic helpline.
Next time he does that, tell him we say hi. Kenny in Jersey, what you got, my friend?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
We're good.
Hey, Bart, check this out. I think that Kevin Durant's legacy and all that was cemented when he did the can't beat him, can't join him thing. I don't think he's going to ever recover from that.
LeBron James.
Check it out, Bart. Okay. Bart, now, it wasn't the same thing. Bart, if you had a dude on your team and you guys lost to Pittsburgh in overtime by one or something, and in the very next year – Your superstar defensive tackle decides to join Pittsburgh. How are you going to like that?
No, listen, but understand, that's the business aspect of it. I don't think that was personal. I think he went to Golden State. He was a fan of Golden State because of how they played. Remember, he was having a lot of trouble with Westbrook because Westbrook thought that he was the number one guy. And they were it was a battle for supremacy, and it wasn't fun to play basketball. Anybody that watches Golden State loves the perpetual motion. If you're a pure basketball savant, you love the perpetual motion and the brand and style in which they play because it's about the team and the ball. It's not about guys and their egos. And back in the day, it was about Westbrook and his ego trying to prove that he was the number one. Why are we fighting over number one? It's no different than Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and both guys in their prime fighting over who's number one. That's stupid. That's a waste of energy. And I think Kevin Durant grew tired of it. Remember, that was the narrative over and over again. Right. And he went there and he was the best player on the best team. It wasn't like he was over there and he wasn't a great player. I mean, nobody says nothing that Dennis Rodman went and played with the Bulls after that hated rivalry.
Yeah, the Pistons.
And nobody said nothing. He won three with them. Right. So he went over there and Jordan supposed to hate him because he was close on him. But then he embraced him. He embraced the enemy.
And Kevin Durant has embraced the enemy, and he says it's no longer going to be me. He's Bart Scott and Freddie coming in for Alan Hahn. Thanks for joining us on Bart and Hahn. More of your phone calls regarding the future. Kevin Durant at 888-729-3776. And then the gift that keeps on giving.
Bart and Hahn.
It is Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. SiriusXM Channel 8 in your smart speaker, presented by Progressive Insurance. He's Bart Scott. I'm Freddie Coleman in for Alan Hahn. Everybody wants to weigh in about Kyrie, Kevin Durant, about to no longer be teammates in Brooklyn at 888-729-3776. Peter in Pittsburgh, speak your piece.
Hey, guys. I think Anthony Davis, you keep talking about a major superstar needed to get back. That's a good superstar to get back on your team and build around, and especially in the East where big men get a little more action against each other. He's got bigger bodies to go up against. You know, I was going to say that I thought Westbrook would be a good fit in Boston because he can control the ball and, you know, be that veteran amongst the younger guys and distribute. But with the Malcolm Brogdon deal, that's done now. So I think Westbrook, if he can just go back to thinking about Ace and Kid before he had a J, you know, he doesn't need to be shooting. He needs to be passing and rebounding. He, with Kevin Durant and LeBron, be a nasty threesome.
I just don't see how they're that much better to be a championship caliber team because they don't really have the financial flexibility to bring in any other stars to support them. That's the problem. When LeBron traded Kuzma and Brandon Ingram, just think about all the people that now that are really good players in this league that LeBron traded.
Especially
Let's start
Ingram.
With Wiggins. Yeah, start with Ingram, Wiggins, Julius Randle, Kyle Kuzma's playing okay in Washington. I mean, but he's traded more players than Daryl Morey. Like we'll see. But even if they brought in Kevin Durant and LeBron James, the Brody ain't enough.
Yeah, those days are over. By the way, players dictating, management may take their opinion and maybe seek their advice, but they're going to make the best decision because players have shown they cannot be relied on to make those kind of decisions. Trevor in Iowa, what you got, my friend?
First of all, Bart, you are right on the money. At least six cheeses and a proper macaroni.
Exactly. Minimum.
I just want to bring up maybe something different here. Is, well, this may be the super team narrative. You know, people always say, oh, LeBron takes the easy route, jumping around, building his teams. But now that we've looked at over the last 10 years, everybody else has tried to do it. I mean, there hasn't been a ton of success. Mm-hmm. So does that maybe change the narrative of maybe LeBron took the easy route by trying to move around and put together these teams?
I don't want to say that LeBron's a ring chaser, but I will say he tries to stack the squad for exactly. The best of him.
Exactly. And he's been fluid, and now Kevin Durant's doing the same thing. He's being fluid.
And fluid is good. If you're stationary, then you're the Brooklyn Nets.
Bart and Hahn.
Don't forget about baseball this weekend as the National League battle continues between the Phillies and the St. Louis Cardinals in Philadelphia. Coverage of Sunday Night Baseball begins at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app at 7 p.m. on ESPN. He's Bart Scott. I'm Freddie Coleman in for Alan Hahn. Thanks for joining us on Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 8 in your smart speakers. It is the gift that keeps on giving every July 4th, and it has absolutely nothing to do with July 4th Independence Day weekend. It's all about Bobby Bonilla Day, and you're probably saying to yourself, why does he have a Bobby Bonilla Day? Here's why. He is going to collect a check that start in 2011 that would go through 2035 for $1.19 million from the New York Mets as a deferred payment of the contract when he played for this team back in the 90s.
Like, I want to know, I wonder how much that is. And total, like, how much money was owed? Was it like $50 million? Like, he got 13 more years to go. Uh-huh. So, like, was it 20? Was it 30? Like,
it was 2011, 2035. So, it was 24 payments.
Wow. Because, 24 years.
In the year 2000, the Mets agreed to buy out the remaining $5.9 million in his contract. Instead of paying him the $5.9 million at that time, they agreed to make annual payments of nearly $1.2 million for 25 years starting July 1st, 2011, including a negotiated 8% interest.
Wow. So $5.9 million turned into 24, basically $40 million. Man, that is better than any Roth IRA, any annuity.
You ain't lying.
That you get, like, who fell for that banana in the tailpipe?
Yeah, the New York Mets organization. They should have just took by Bernie Madoff.
Man, oh man, jeez. Yeah. You talk about being at the right place at the right time. Mm-hmm. Because Cohen could just say, here, man, here's $5.9 million. Buy. Like, nah, pimp. Nah, interest, inflation.
Yeah. By the way, you mentioned Steve Cohen, the owner of the Mets. He embraces Bob Vernier Day because he put out a tweet earlier today. I hope everybody's enjoying my favorite day of the year, Bobby Bonilla Day, because he knows he does not have to pay $1.19 million every July 1st until 2035.
Man, that is crazy, man. We all wish we can put our bills off to 25 years down the road. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, man, I'll pay you in 2050.
See me then. And by the way, it gets better for Bobby Bonilla because he has a second deferred contract plan with the Mets and the Baltimore Orioles that pays him $500,000 a year, and that runs out. It started in 2004, and it runs out 2029. So every July 1st, every year, without doing anything, he gets over $1.6 million a year.
Man, that's just cool because it's like a slow burn, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like hard to blow it because you're waiting for it, and it comes all in one day tax-free. That's tax-free bread, too. Is it tax-free?
Yeah. I don't know if it's tax-free, but let's not put that out there. I would not want the investigators to find Bobby Bonilla because we said something.
Wouldn't that be messed up? He ain't pay his taxes on it. Like, yo, bro. Like, yeah. Bro.
You can't mess with IRS. We can threaten to not pay our taxes, but you better not be the SOB that actually does it.
Yeah, bruh. Just ask Al Capone.
Yeah, ask Ronald Isley, Wesley Snipes.
Wesley. I don't know who was doing Wesley taxes.
Yeah, you know who was doing them? Do we cheat him and how? That's who was doing Wesley Snipes' taxes. And he needed Woody Harrelson to really, instead of white men can't jump, but white man bailed him out when it came to Wesley Snipes.
Like, yo, man, I need to do Blade 3 again, man.
He could be doing Blade 48.
He's so old, he ain't even Blade no more. He butter knife. Wesley Snipes starring in Butter Knife.
Make sure that check is cleared when it comes to that. Bart Scott, Freddie Cohen, or Bart Nahan.
Straight to who?
ESPN Radio. Straight, yeah, if you're lucky, man, straight to our job lot for that standpoint. New York Knicks adding Jalen Brunson. They also keep Mitchell Robinson, a four-year, $40 million deal. And many people wondered, okay, you had Jalen Brunson. You got Julius Randle. You got R.J. Barrett. We know they're not going to be in the Kevin Durant sweepstakes. Well, they're going to stay out of that.
Let's see what's up with Cam Reddish, man. Let's see if we can get something out of Cam Reddish. Cam Reddish was supposed to be a big deal coming out. He was a contributor when he was with the Hawks. Let's see if Cam Reddish can have an offseason where they can have a young team. Mitchell Robinson, young player. R.J. Barrett, young player. Mm-hmm. Cam Reddish, a young player. Yeah. Right? Quickly, young player. Can they develop these guys, right? Because nobody was pumping the brake. Nobody was raising the roof and talking stuff about how great the young talent was around, you know, Memphis, yeah. Right? Nobody wasn't talking about those players down there, right? Mm-hmm. And they developed, and they developed in silence, and then they showed that they were ready to arrive, and they become great players. And then they got a superstar to add on top of it.
Sure.
You know, right now, who's to say that the Knicks don't have a great team, a great young team, that may take a little year, couple years to season and to grow, and then they can't eventually be in position to get one of these great players or great superstars once they show that they can play well. I mean, that's what happened right across town with the Nets. But the problem is they sold all those assets away for two superstars when they should have just been happy with what they had and maybe got one or two, and I got greedy trying to get three.
I think a lot of this will hinge on Tom Thibodeau, the head coach of the New York Knicks, because I know if I'm in charge of the Knicks and we have a coach that has a pedigree for wearing out players or having a shorter shelf life – if he can't get young players to not cooperate but have them play better, he's not going to be long for the New York Knicks in 2022-2023.
Yes, the old players, right? Because old players don't want to come there because they don't want to work like that, right? So the young players don't know any better,
right?
So
once they figure it out,
yeah. Some coaches like Fisher, like John Fox in football, there were guys that you bring in to stabilize your organization. Mm-hmm. They're not the guys that you have coach or stars when everything's been stabilized. Mm-hmm. So let's see if Tom Thibodeau comes here and he gets a year or two, and then they decide to move on with a more progressive coach, like the coach that just got hired for the Utah Jazz, like Udoka, like what's going on down in Houston. But sometimes you need some of these older guys to stabilize the organization.
Yeah, and that's a great point, because Tom Thibodeau, we know what he did with the Chicago Bulls and got the Timberwolves into the playoffs. They had not been there until that happened this year. But if you're the New York Knicks and you have a chance to have these young players and it's not manifest, that is going to be a major, major issue. Bart, have a great weekend, brother. Always a pleasure to hang out with you, my man.
Pleasure's all mine. No I holla.
Yes, he will. But because he's Marshadamus, have a great weekend.
Oh, yes.
This has been Bart and Han, yes, on the Mighty ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Han weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Han, the podcast.